Last year, 378 aid workers were killed worldwide, according to the Global Interagency Security Forum. It's the highest number on record. Today, some of those tasked with protecting those aid workers are gathering in Dublin to discuss the challenges they face. Over 100 humanitarian security specialists will join representatives of the Irish, EU and British governments at the Global Security Risk and Policy Conference. Here to tell us more is John Novakovic, Executive Director of the Global Interagency Security Forum. John, thank you for joining us this morning. Your job is to protect those who deliver food and medicine to those who need it most around the world. Is that job becoming more difficult?
Good morning. Well, you already cited the figure, 378 aid workers killed last year, and that was a record-breaking year on the back of another record-breaking year the year before. So we are heading in the wrong direction. Now, at one element, that's a political matter in terms of international humanitarian law, but that is a political matter. The people gathering here in Dublin this week, we focus on what are the practical implementations that we can do right now. Security is often at the back end of the humanitarian sector. We don't talk about it too much, but it's the real enabling factor. It's what enables us to get where we need to go to support the communities in need and make sure that everyone comes home safely at the end of the day.
Now, just to get back to that record number, what has changed? Why has this happened? Are we seeing aid workers perhaps being targeted in a way they previously weren't?
I think there is an element of that. I think that there is an element of targeting of aid workers. But the thing that what we really focus on is just understanding the risks and being able to navigate those. And the sophistication of security in the aid sector has come a long way in the last 20 years. And I would want to clarify that when we talk about security, it's not talking about guns, guards, gates. What we need to be able to do and why we are exposed to these kinds of risks is we need to be able to get to communities and work with them. You can't hide in a compound. So for us, it's about being able to understand people, understand the environment and use a number of tools at our disposal to be able to get there.
Now, Ireland was among a number of nations that supported a UN resolution in December calling for a renewed global commitments to aid worker protection. What more can be done? Is there another step that needs to be taken that would increase protections for aid workers?
Well, I really welcome Ireland's commitment to that resolution 2730. And the engagement we've been getting from the Department of Foreign Affairs around this conference is really promising. What it shows me is that they understand that this is a collective problem. Mm-hmm. The aid sector is very intertwined. And so coming together to this week in Dublin to be able to discuss, and the theme of the conference, I should say, is about efficiencies, essentially doing more with less. A number of the governments that provide a lot of the funding, they are cutting budgets, and that's an ongoing trend. It's not a recent development.
But there has been a recent, I guess, start from certain countries. I'm thinking of USAID have halted a lot of their operations. And even yesterday we heard the United Kingdom announce that they would be cutting aid in order to increase defence spending. So there has been another burst towards cutting aid budgets. How will that impact you?
Well, it's every government's prerogative to be able to direct that spending. And what we're doing is tightening the belt along with everybody else. Security as a support function, it's very intertwined between all these governments. So if the Irish government, and commend the Irish government for keeping their commitment to aid up. However, it's all very intertwined. So there are risks developing as a result of some of these decisions, but they're more in the future. I think we're focusing on what we can do now, which is to find ways to be more efficient, to work together as a sector. And to work with partners like the Irish government and the UK government to be able to say, well, what can we do now? How can we stretch what we do have?
Can you remind us of the real dangers that aid workers face on the ground?
By nature, where we're working, there are inherently risks. So, for instance, we've got three really strong Irish NGOs, Gold, Chokra and Concern. Just earlier this month, the Gold team in Sudan were around, I think it was South Khorasan, where there was an artillery strike on a market. 44 civilians were killed. This is the type of environment where organizations like GOL are working, and you can't just step back. You still need to continue to step forward to get that vital food aid, water aid, education, healthcare. It still needs to happen. People are in need, so we still need to get there, but we need to do it in such a way that those who are delivering the assistance can come home safely at the end of the day.
John Novakovic, Executive Director of Global Interagency Security Forum, thank you.